Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, skies over Israel are mostly clear. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures this morning, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. In Eilut, it remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that 8 people were killed in IDF airstrikes in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that Defense Minister Katz warns Israel could be at war with Iran as soon as tomorrow. He states the IDF has orders to prepare for an independent strike. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Katz declares Israel has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon, but will remain until Hezbollah is disarmed. He adds that fighting with Iran could restart within 2 days. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that exiled Saudi journalist Abdulaziz Al-Khamis criticizes Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, saying Saudi Arabia should have joined the Abraham Accords. And finally, Forward reports that the Canadian Museum for Human Rights has opened a Nakba exhibit amid backlash from Jewish leaders. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel shared insights from former U.S. Ambassador Tom Needs about the billions of shekels stuck in Palestinian bank vaults, posting just minutes ago. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted earlier today advocating for Israel to secure defensible buffer zones and cripple the enemy's ability to wage war. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli influencer, posted footage from a Free Palestine protest in Tokyo where support for Hamas was expressed. He urges that no country should tolerate public support for terrorists. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the airstrikes reported by Walla, Arab sources indicate the attack in Khan Yunis resulted in 8 fatalities. This strike is part of ongoing IDF operations targeting militant groups in Gaza. The situation remains tense as both sides continue exchanging fire, impacting civilian life on both sides of the border. Turning to the warning from Defense Minister Katz, as reported by Ynet, he emphasizes that any missile attack from Iran will result in a powerful Israeli response. The IDF's preparations signal a serious escalation in regional tensions, raising concerns over potential conflict. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Katz's comments on Lebanon. He asserts that Israel's military presence will continue until Hezbollah is disarmed. This follows recent skirmishes along the border and underscores Israel's strategic priorities in the region. In a related development, Israel Hayom Hebrew's interview with Abdulaziz Al-Khamis reflects broader regional dynamics. The journalist criticizes Saudi Arabia's stance on the Abraham Accords, suggesting missed opportunities for regional peace. This perspective may influence future diplomatic dialogues. Finally, Forward reports on the Nakba exhibit opening at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. Despite pushback from Jewish groups, the museum proceeded, aiming to present diverse historical narratives. This has sparked debate over how history is represented and understood. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Bank of America anticipates a weakening of the shekel, projecting it to reach 3.14 against the dollar in 3 months. Separately, CTEC highlights Jewish-Mexican multimillionaire Daniel Juicedman's decision to donate most of his fortune, reflecting on life and legacy through philanthropy in Israel. And finally, Ynet Business warns that Israel risks losing energy independence within 2 decades. The state controller's report faults planning around gas reserves and rising energy demands. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.